And that was the first track, Seasons Change, from Just Over the Ridge. Just coming out today from Lizzie Plotkin and Natalie Spears, local musicians. And we are honored to have them in the studio with us this afternoon. Welcome back to KD&K, ladies.
Thanks, Cody.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Well, how's it been in the new year so far?
It's been good. We've just been busy working on this album and kind of tying up all the loose ends that go along with releasing an album, and are getting excited to create and play more music. And yeah.
Yeah. Hopeful.
Yeah.
And this is your first album you've recorded together?
Yep. Together. Mm-hmm. We've both released other albums, but yeah.
Yeah. And actually, well, Natalie was on, you were on the EP with Free the Honey.
Back, oh yeah.
So back in 2014.
Oh, I remember Free the Honey.
Yeah. So Natalie played bass on that EP that we made in Crested Butte in this old house around one mic. So yeah, we've stepped it up a little bit with this project. Yeah, we did a nice recording session up in Fort Collins, and yeah, it's definitely been a nice accumulation of our years together playing music.
And how long has that been? When did y'all start being acquainted with each other?
We met back in 2013. We had both gone to one of Victor Wooten's camps down in Tennessee. He's got these amazing camps that are, I went to one that was called Bass in Nature, and Lizzie went to one that was called The Spirit of Music. And then we ended up meeting at a Victor show in Pagosa Springs, just happened to be there with our instruments. And somebody who had also gone to the camp who knew the both of us was like, why don't you guys jam? You guys should, you know, play. It was like our first date.
Jam out.
I'm curious about Bass in Nature.
Yeah, it was really cool. So Victor has this whole sort of worldview that is about how we can become better musicians by tuning ourselves more closely to the natural world. So at Bass Nature Camp, we made like friction fire using sticks and friction, and he used that as a way of teaching us about technique. And then we did like blindfolded drum stalks through the woods where you're barefoot and blindfolded and someone's banging on a drum and you're trying to walk towards the drum. And then we'd have like theory workshops and these master classes with incredible musicians from all around the world.
Wow.
So I just felt really, yeah, it was an amazing experience.
Yeah. And then the camp that I went to was even a little bit further off the deep end. It was the first time they had launched the Spirit of Music camp. So he said he was tired of not being able to freely talk about how much music is about the spirit. Mm. And he was having to even hold himself back at his other amazing camps. So he decided to make a whole week-long camp where we just got to talk about that. And that totally changed my life and changed the course of, I mean, I knew I was going to be a musician, but I didn't know exactly the path I wanted to take. I didn't know if I needed to go back to school or something like that. But I went to that camp and I kind of was like, well, this rings really true to me. And then when Natalie and I met, it was really cool because we had, you know, we had this common thread where we both sort of had this philosophy about music and nature, and were able to talk about it and incorporate it into our songs. And yeah, so...
Wow.
Yeah.
We're back in 2013.
I know. Back when we were a little wee fresh ones.
Well, what was you? Lizzie had an all-female trio called Free the Honey at the time, and they needed a bass player. So I was driving over to Crested Butte to play gigs with them. And yeah.
Do you mind telling the listeners how many years old you were when you were attending those camps?
Let's see.
That was like almost 10 years ago, right?
Yeah.
2013.
So I was in like my early 20s.
Yeah.
That's great.
That's... We were both, yeah, because I'm 32 and Natalie's 31, right?
I'm 32.
You're 32 now. Okay. We're both 32. And so I had just moved out to Colorado. I started coming out to the Gunnison Valley when I was 20, and then yeah, so it was pretty early in that course, you know, when, like I said, I was like, do I go back to grad school or, you know, to really study music? And then we both found that and found that it fulfilled us enough to keep us on course.
It sounds like you both kind of jumped into a spiritual college, that age.
Yeah.
That age beckons us to do that.
Yeah, it totally does.
Yeah. So here we are in 2021, and you've produced this super fine album, a few guests on here as well. I recognize Courtney Hartman, and she's also based out of Colorado, correct?
Yeah.
Her album with Taylor Ashton a couple years ago was just one of the biggest standouts of Americana music in that year. So,
and her solo projects are awesome.
She's
really digging in as a solo artist now, and just making really amazing music.
And how did y'all meet Courtney Hartman?
I had actually met her at a house show that Dan Stowski was hosting. You know, he used to have these concerts up on Missouri Heights, and then he had one over in Blue Lake. And Courtney was playing there, and I was just about to go to a songwriting camp, and Courtney was going to be there. And so I recognized her and introduced myself. And you know, we all exist sort of in the same music world. And Lizzie, how did you meet her?
I actually had never really been like...
You'd never really met her.
Face to face with her until we got to go to her home and work up this tunes that we were going to... So it was really special. I definitely think she's one of those people that is setting her course, you know, really pushing the edge of what roots music can be, and as a female artist. So I've definitely admired her for years. So it was really neat to have her on the record.
Well, I consider the three of you some of the biggest standouts in folk roots music in Colorado.
Aww,
so
thanks.
It's an honor to have you here today. And you both have instruments in your hands. Would you like to start it off with a song?
Yeah, we can do that. So one of the tracks that Courtney... Are we going to play Through the Window?
Let's do Carry Me With You.
Okay, yeah. So this song that we're going to play is a love song that I wrote after I met my now husband. So I've been referring to it as an incantation that it was hopeful thinking when I wrote it. And sometimes it's writing songs are some of the easiest ways to sort of set those intentions in your lives. You know, like if you feel something calling to speak that truth in a song, and you never know what's going to happen. So Matt Lackey is his name, and he built this fiddle that I'm holding in my hands.
Wow.
And I had just acquired it and met him, and all kinds of magic had occurred.
No wonder you fell in love.
Yeah, well, I mean, it doesn't hurt.
I watched
that.
It
and,
go down.
Yeah, Natalie was there. It was quite a little scene.
It was very cute. It was very, very cute.
So it's called Carry Me With You.
Let me do, sorry, because we're in a warm room and we've been outside. Let me do a quick banjo check. Alrighty. So this is also, it was the single release on the album, which we released last week, or was it the week before? Maybe 2 weeks ago?
Yeah. Alright, Carry Me With You. Ocean, desert, jungle, and sea. Don't go far, come back to me. Back to the place where we started, where you kissed my broken heart. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. We got the plane far from Nebraska, out from the desert we did fly. Long views, horizon, pocket full of memories. Carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. By the linen gorge, out where the river it runs wild. Take a boat, a paddle, and a whiskey. Carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you now. Carry me with you for all time. For no matter where you roam, this place and heart is your home. I'll sit
darkness to turn, darkness to turn to light. Berries back to the biscuits, dreams of maters on the vine, far from the city where we can whisper, carry me with you for all time, carry me with you now, carry me with you now, carry me with you now, carry me with you for all time. For no matter where we roam, this place and heart is our home. I'll sit waiting here by night for darkness to turn, darkness to turn, darkness to turn to light. Don't you worry, darling dear, it's nothing left but pain and fear. Take my hand back to reality, carry me with you for all time. Carry me with you now, carry me with you now, carry me with you now, carry me with you for all time. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and back to me. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and back to me. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and back to me. Back to the berries, back to the sea, back to you and for all time. Carry me with you now, carry me with you now, carry me with you now, carry me with you for all time.
I can't really whistle through this mask, but great job. What a sweet love song.
Oh, oh.
Welcome back to Katie and Kay. We're joined by Lizzie Plotkin and Natalie Spears, who are just releasing their album today, Just Over the Ridge. And they will be playing at Steve's Guitars tonight at 7:30 p.m., right?
Yeah.
And this is in collaboration with Grassroots Television. And you can go to, is it grassrootstv.org?
Yep.
Is that where you find the link to watch
it'll be
the...
like over on the left side. If you go to grassrootstv.org, there's a link for streaming Steve's. And it's a YouTube live stream. So yeah, it should be pretty easy to go from grassrootstv.org.
You can also go to our website, lizzyandnatalie.com, and it's up there too if you can't find the other the other spot.
That's tonight at 7:30, folks, and we're sure happy to have them in the studio with us this afternoon. I was reading the article in the Sopris Sun yesterday about you two, and it sounds like that you both came from very musical households and started playing at a very young age. Lizzie playing the violin here, and Natalie, what was the instrument that you started off with? Piano?
Piano, yep.
Okay. And I wanted to ask when the, obviously your playing instruments is just in your DNA, but what about the songwriting process? When did that take hold? We'll start with Lizzie.
I think I wrote my first song when I was sitting on a porch in Ann Arbor, where I went to school for college at U of M. And I graduated a little early, so I had this glorious 3 months where I stayed in Ann Arbor as just like a college age kid not being in college. And it was like the most magical time. And I had gone on a run and I had found the rhythm of my body and started singing this song. And I got back. And when I was 17, my mom very smartly bought me a mandolin and got me a few lessons. And so I had that mandolin with me and I sat there and I just kind of wailed on the mandolin in... You know, I played the fiddle for so long that the melody notes on a mandolin and then the strings made it more accessible to write a song, right? I had never written a song on the fiddle because I was so melody driven and had studied Suzuki and things like that. So to put words to chords was just a very magical thing that I found at about, like age 19 or 20. And then the music, and then once I had done that, I moved out to Colorado, and I knew I had that in me, so I started doing that, and then got really reinforced. Even I had only written like a few songs when I met the girls of Free the Honey, and we would even take these tiny little ideas that we had and really just fatten them up with each other's encouragement and singing harmonies and working them up. And it was such an encouraging time. And I think that's the biggest factor, was like, I could have so gotten lost and been discouraged. And so many people do when they think, oh, I'm not a good songwriter. But to have a group of people around you that's be like, well, what'd you write this week? You know, or what'd you do? You know, let's hear it. And you're so nervous, but you share. And then so much can come from that. So, yeah. And then it's just been like, you know, a snowball effect since then.
Oh, yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And do you still play mandolin as well?
I do, yeah. And mandolin is still a big part of my songwriting process.
Great. Yeah. And you could get that little chuckin' sound, get a little rhythmic vibe in there. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Awesome. And what about you, Natalie?
Ooh. let's see. Gosh. Well, I quit music after high school, and then I moved here to actually work on Laura Bartels' Straw Bale House, which is just down the block.
Right.
And Dana happened to be there, and Dana was starting an old time band.
Dana Wilson.
Dana Wilson. The only reason I'm playing music still is because of Dana Wilson, I swear. And he was sort of like the Pied Piper of old time in this community for a while. And so he pulled me in because he'd found out that I played upright bass starting in fifth grade. And, you know, I'd left it behind, but he said, come on, I need a bass player. So I went and started playing with him, and he was a banjo player and a clawhammer banjo player. And I was just totally captivated by this instrument. So I started teaching myself how to play. And because it was, you know, it's weird to try and write on upright bass. At least it was for me at the time. I'm starting to write songs on bass now. And I think I actually wrote my song like one block up the street when I was living on Second Street. And it was with the banjo. I'd been writing poetry. And so I started kind of playing around with chords on the banjo and started fitting my poetry to these chords. And started finding my voice. I'd been really scared to sing for a long time. And it was here in this town that I started, you know, going to the open mic at Beer Works, and Steve had an open mic at one point. And yeah, I just started pushing myself into that world. And once you start, more songs show up. And I learned that all I have to really do is be committed to sitting down and trying. So.
And you mostly connect those to the melody of the banjo?
Initially, yeah. But now I've written on bass and piano too. So it's fun to have all these different instruments. Like for Lizzie, the mandolin is such a vehicle for songwriting. And it, like for me, all these instruments bring out different elements of my songwriting personality.
I think when I first met you probably about 10 years ago, you were playing the bass, and it's not pictured on the album here, but I think in the one sheet, I was just admiring it last night. I was like, damn, that is a big instrument. You
know? Didn't fit on the CD cover. Yeah.
And I love seeing a powerful woman play the bass. It's such like a mother earthly kind of instrument. I think.
Either that or wrestling an alligator.
It feels like I'm wrestling alligator sometimes.
I like the mother earthly. Yeah. Thing, that's better.
We don't do any bass beating anymore. I feel like
Honey, Natalie used to talk about powerful. She used to, like pound on the bass to make the rhythms of the song.
Like the slap sound pounding on
like a drum
on the body.
Like a drum. And
ooh.
And we would play like Irish tunes behind it and stuff.
Well, you should try that again.
It's on the Free the Honey EP.
Okay.
If you guys have that in here. Yeah.
Yeah, we haven't tried it as the duo. It's really interesting playing with just two people because you have to each hold so much more of the music. Like when you're playing with three or four people, you know, you can sit back a little bit more because other people are helping to support. And so with Lizzie, the challenge is always to figure out, well, how can we like create as much sound as possible with just the two instruments that we have? And it's fun because we do play guitar and mandolin and bass and banjo, so we can switch it up. But each variation kind of comes with its own challenge. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Which is, it was nice to bring in Courtney on the album to help us out with,
definitely,
on guitar, especially with Blind Love Blues. It was nice to have her sort of hold the backbone to that song.
Great. Well, we are joined by Lizzie Plotkin and Natalie Spears, just releasing their new album, Just Over the Ridge. And can we tell the listeners how to find your album?
Yeah, so our website is lizzieandnatalie.com, and it's, all the links are live now because the record's out. So you can stream it, or if you felt like supporting our music, the best way to do that is to buy it on Bandcamp. So lizzieandnatalie.bandcamp.com, and you can purchase it, and the most amount of money goes to us there. You, of course, can find it, like, if you subscribe to iTunes or Amazon, you can buy our music as well on there. And that really helps us as well. And we have physical CDs. So if you're local, you can get a hold of Natalie and we'll deliver one to your doorstep.
We'll set a few outside of Steve's tonight. So if you guys are out and about on this Friday night and you want to swing by and grab a CD, and we usually sell them for $10. Pop some money in the mailbox.
Are any people allowed inside of Steve's, or is this okay? So I've had a lot of great experiences watching music outside of Steve's, but you can also go to grassrootstv.org and watch the live stream of this event.
Yeah. And it's also just L-I-Z-Z-Y.
L-I-Z-Z-Y.
Lizzie and Natalie.
Great. Well, can we go out with one more live one from y'all? Are you ready?
Yeah. I have to tune real quick, but
okay.
No, we're gonna play Through the Window.
Oh yeah, we are, aren't we? Okay.
Oops. You and that banjo.
Yep.
Thanks a lot, ladies, for coming in this afternoon.
Yeah, our pleasure.
And I look forward to listening this evening.
Thanks, Cody.
I would love to just stop by Steve's and check you out.
Yeah, you can see through that. That last one was called Through the Window. So you can you can look through the window tonight and watch us play. We look forward to a time when we can play in public here.
We miss you all
of the wonderful fans that Carbondale has I love coming over here and playing with Natalie. It's always such a wonderful experience.
Yeah, we just want to say we're so grateful to everyone in this community that has supported us. It's been such a gift. This town is amazing in that way, and I think it really creates space for people to step into their creative spirit.